Now, it's great to have Eddie here this morning. Give us a wave, Eddie. Eddie's one of our, how can I describe you? A visiting member. A remote member. So Eddie's probably half his time is in Ghana, half his time is here. Do you know why he's in Ghana? He's a busy man, because he's got his own companies, but he also has been building a church. So could we just have a photo? Look at this. Yeah, he's going to call it Buckskin Evangelical Church 2. Buckskin Uganda. Buckskin Ghana sounds good. But as you can see, Eddie has invested his time and money. He didn't physically build it, by the way. You're paying people to do it, aren't you? Do it properly. Yeah, good. But he's built a church. So if you want to know more, speak to Eddie. Cornerstone. Capstone. Nearly right. I'm getting old, Eddie. That's what it is. But so, yeah, please speak to Eddie. It's part of what he's doing, part of his vision to reach out and reach people and discipleship people for Jesus. So, great. Now, this is, I've been asked to present this morning something of our Vision 2020. Now, we normally have a vision morning, normally in January, and we talk about what's coming up for the following year. But as elders, we've been working on Vision 2020 since beginning of 2019, haven't we? So we have been thinking about what God wants us to do. And you may remember, it's all there, that we have Vision 2019, which was also Vision 2018 as well. We decided that this vision of planting, we wanted to roll out from 2018 to 2019. We felt it was time for something new, a new vision. And the other thing you may not see or is this. Next one, please. Now, how many people have seen that before? Some of you have. But can I tell you, it's on your news sheet every week. But we set that probably 10 years ago as our goals for our church. So that's something else we wanted to work on. So we've been thinking 2020, 2025, we're thinking about what are our goals. And we've decided that we're going to change our... Can't say you're going to change your goals, can you? We're going to repackage our goals and make it simple. Because there's four statements there you've got to remember, and it's too much. So how about this? This is what we're going to have for the next 5 years or so as our goals. We're going to talk about knowing Jesus, following Jesus, and sharing Jesus. So as you know, the perfect sermon has 3 points. Shame I've never preached one. But so 3 points is nice and easy to remember, isn't it? To know, to follow, and to share. And that's what we're going to be speaking about over the next 5 years. And this is going to be everywhere. You're going to see it everywhere. And we hope that when people say to you, well, what's your vision for your church? What's your church about? And you would say, well, it's about 3 things. It's about knowing Jesus, following Jesus, and sharing Jesus. That's easy, isn't it? Hands up if you can remember that. Oh, a few people doubting. So to help those people who are doubting, we've given you a little card and a big piece of paper. So it's all there. And we hope that as we move forward into 2020 and beyond, that people will be able to say, yeah, Buckskin is about knowing Jesus, following Jesus, and sharing Jesus. Because ultimately, Jesus is the person who's at the center of our church and our lives, yes? Okay, so that's simple to remember. Now, if you want to go to another level, this is the next level. So to kind of fulfill knowing, sharing, and following, following and sharing Jesus. See, that's why I've got one of these. We have kind of gone a bit deeper, and there are 5 things, 5 core values that we are hoping that you will also really get a hold of. So it's on the screen, but firstly, discipling. To empower people to become fully devoted followers of Jesus. So it is our goal that we would empower you, equip you, and help you become true disciples of Jesus. I'm going to talk about discipling a bit later on. But there are lots of people who are believers, but the call is to become a disciple. And we'll talk about that a bit later on. The second thing is about mission, to go in Jesus' name to those who are near and far. So we are a church who should be going and reaching out with the love of God, with a message of salvation. And we want to do that locally, and then we want to start working out and out and out. And it's great that Phil, who leads our mission team, he's leading by example. He's gone to Moldova for a week. He wants to be on mission. He wants to share his faith with others. So we want to be a church who look outwards and go and share what we have. The third thing is worshipping, to honour God through adoration and acts of service. Worship, as Paul has said, it's not just here or there on a Sunday morning. It's our whole life, giving our whole life to God on a daily basis. But what we need to do is realise that worship should be at the centre of our life as individuals and a church. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul and your mind. So we want to encourage that and equip you to do that. Then we want to be giving, to be generous with all that God has given us. We're not just focusing on money. What we want to do is we want for people to be giving themselves and what they have to God and to others. To be generous, because we have a generous God who's given us so much, and the Bible encourages us to be generous givers of what we've received. And then lastly, to be loving, to be a caring community where everyone is valued. That's the kind of church family we want, where every person, doesn't matter what age, is that they are valued and loved and feel part of what is happening here. They are the goals. That's the kind of DNA we want as a church. So when people come into church, they would go, oh yeah, I can see that your church is about discipleship. We can see that your church is about who want to be on mission. You're the kind of church where worship is at the center of your lives. A church which is serving and loving and generous. So that's what we put before you today. And you are going to hear so much more about our vision for 2020. That's kind of the framework, and we're going to talk a bit later on about some of the things we're going to do to make them happen. So, Vision 2020 is know Jesus, follow Jesus, and share Jesus. Oh, it's going to be hard work, isn't it? Well, we hope that you will come with us, you'll catch the vision. So that's why you've got a little card that can go in your wallet, can go on the fridge, stick it wherever you like, just to remind you. The other thing is, one more slide, is we very often we say to God, well, what's the verse that we want to kind of build this around? Because we're firm believers in Scripture. Scripture says so much into our lives. It's God's word. And we talked a little while ago where we were kind of on retreat. We had this kind of picture of the river flowing from the temple found in Ezekiel 47. And it was this water flowing through the land and transforming the land, making it fruitful, making it abundant. And this verse is the verse we've chosen for this coming year. This is the NLT version, but Isaiah 43, verse 19, talks about how God is going to do a new thing. And we do believe that this 2020 is going to be a year of new things. And obviously we've got Stuart, who's going to arrive sometime in the next 3 months. But it's not just about Stuart and LaPeace. It's about God doing new things amongst us through his Holy Spirit. Fresh revelation for things. Hopefully seeing people's lives transformed, people healed, and other things that God wants to do amongst us. So we believe it's going to be a time of new things. And it says you've got to look for it. And we hope that you will start looking for the new things God's going to do here in this church. I think it's an exciting year that lies ahead. Not just 1 year, but 5 years. And we hope as a church that we will kind of rise to the challenge, because it will be challenging. I'm going to talk this morning about discipleship. Discipleship's not for the faint-hearted. It's very challenging. But when we rise to those challenges, God does amazing things. So let's pray for 2020. Let's pray that all of us will come to know Jesus, follow Jesus, share Jesus. I got it right. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you for this church. And we thank you, though, for 51 years of faithful witness in this community. And we thank you for your work here, how you have blessed it, how it has grown. And we thank you that your Spirit is at work in this church and in this community. And we pray that in this coming year, in 2020, we might see an even greater blessing amongst us. We might see that outpouring of your Spirit in our lives, but also into our community. Lord, I pray that as a church, we would accept this vision. We would carry this vision. We would live it out. And that each one of us would be true disciples of Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray this now in his name and for his glory. Amen.